Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Sanhedrin, page 109. We were still at the bottom of 108 Amud Beis, of Kufches Amud Beis. We last saw that there were three creatures that violated God's commands, and while in the Ark of Noah, they had relations. The dog, the raven, and Noah's son Ham, and they were all punished. The dog gets locked up in chains. The raven, the way in which they have marital relations is through the mouth, and Ham was punished that his skin turned black. Okay, going back to the story. Right? After Noah tries to send the raven unsuccessfully, Vayishlachas Hayonah Me'ito, Noah sends the dove from him. From with him, from his presence, the Osei Kalu Hamayim, to see if the waters had gotten lighter, had they receded. Rabbi Yirmiyah taught the fact that the verse stresses that the dove was sent from the presence of Noach means that it was with Noach. So you see, Shadiras and Shalofos Tahori Matzadikim, that where the kosher birds were living at least was together with the righteous. We know that the dove eventually comes back with an olive leaf. Hine alei zayis taraf b'fiha. Behold, there was an olive leaf caught in its mouth. Amra Belazar, Belazar explained, Amra Yonah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dove is saying before God, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, Yumizon osay merurim kazayit. I'm okay with having my food bitter as an olive, at least umesurim biyadecha, but they are in your hand. They're coming from you. V'al yu matukim kedvash. That's better than sweet as honey. U'masurim biyad basar v'dam, but dependent on the hands of a human being. Even Noach, the dove, would rather be independent. My mashmad ay taraf lashon de mizona. Who? How do you know that the word taraf means food of eating? The chesiv, as the verse says, hatrifeni, feed me lechem chukai, the bread of my normal amount. The verse says, l'mishpacho sehem yatzu min ha-teva. According to their families, they came out of the ark. Amrav Yochanan, that means l'mishpachosam v'lohem. They came out according to their families, but it's their families emerged and they grew and were strong, but they themselves came out exhausted after a year in the ark. Amrav Chan, they weren't healthy after a year. Amr Rav Chana Bar Bizna. Rav Chana Bar Bizna related some stories. Amr Le Eliezer. Eliezer, the slave of Avram, said, L'shem Rabba, to the great shame, to the son of Noach, shame. Ksiv, the verse says, L'mishpachot tehem yatzu min ha-teva. They came out according to their families, all the creatures from the ark. So, atun hechon ha-vitun. So, what type of state were you guys in? I mean, how did you look after a year in the ark? How did you do this? Amalei said, if all the animals look exhausted from a year, you don't even want to see what we looked like. Tsar gadol hayolana bateva. We had tremendous pain in the ark. Briya shadarka l'achila bayome echalnua bayom. Think about it, those creatures that normally eat by day, we had to feed during the day. And shadarka l'achila baylaila echalnua baylaila. Those that normally eat by night, we had to feed them at night. So we were never sleeping and we were running. We were working very hard that year in the Teva. Yeah, question.
One
whole year in the Teva.
It's
true. That's right. We're independent. Right? Here was the opposite. Here was a human being providing, and the animals would much rather have directly from God's hand. Wasn't even a window. The Gemara claims it was just stones that were producing light, artificial light.
How did they breathe?
It was tough. Miracle, it was tough. Miracles, too.
Smelling good over there.
Anyway, there was a separate floor for all of that stuff, right? We saw that was the bottom floor. Now, a story that, again, shame related to Eliezer. Ha Zakita. There's this bird called Zakita. Lo aviyada abba my achla. Father didn't know what it eats. I mentioned this yesterday. Yom Achad, one day, Havayasav Kapali Rimona. He was sitting and he was cutting up a pomegranate. Nafotolatamina. A worm fell out of the pomegranate. Achla. So the Zakita ate the worm. After that, Havagabale Chizra, he used to mix for the Chazi, the He used to mix for this zakita chizra. Chizra is subin, that is soft bran, together with water. And kimitla, when that would sit and spoil and become all wormy, then achla, then the zakita would eat the worms. Now, a very high fever itself can sort of animate a person. So the Gemara now relates that Shem said, Aryeh, the lion, ishata zinte, the high fever itself was its food. So Amar Rav, because Rav said about people, lo batzer mishita, not less than 6 days, lo tfei mitresar, not more than 12 days, zina ishata, can a high fever feed a person. So a person doesn't need to eat when he has a high fever. The high fever itself is giving him the energy. And with a lion, it could go on for longer. It went on for 12 months. Urshina. Urshina was a type of creature called chol. I don't know what it is. How do they translate Urshina? The phoenix. Okay. Ashkechine abba de gani bisifna de tivusa. Father found it, you know, laying down in the hold of the ark. Amale lo bas mazuni. So father said, you don't eat food. Amale. So the phoenix said, Chazit eftava trida. I saw that you were, you know, really overwhelmed and working so hard. Amina lo atzarach. I said, you know, I don't need to make him have such pain. Amale. So he said, Yehi rava me. It be God's will. The lo tamos, you should never die. Shenemar, the verse says, for Omar. And then I said, Im keini igval, okay, if I'm going to die, let me die with my nest, v'kachol arber yamim, and let me have many days like the phoenix. Amar Rav Chana bar Luyoi, Amar Shem Rabba Leliezer. Shem the Great, the son of Noach, said to Eliezer, this is what Rav Chana bar Luyoi said, Ki atu alaychu malche mizrach umarav, so you're asking me how we survived the ark, I'm going to ask you how you survived the four kings. When the kings of East and West came to fight against you and Avraham. So you guys, how did you manage? How did you survive? We're on the bottom of Kuf Chesam and Beis. Amalesi said to him, listen, I see Kachvarchul Avram, God brought Avram, for Osvemimine, and he seated him at his right. Vavishadin and Afran, we used to throw dirt. Vahavacharba, and the dirt turned into swords. Gili, we threw hay, Vahavu Gili, and it all turned into arrows. Shanam, as the verse says, Mizmoel David Nuhum Hashem Ladunoi. Hashem says, sit at my right until I place your enemies underneath your feet. Uksiv in the verse says, who illuminated from, or who awakened from the east, they will declare justice to his feet. He'll place before him nations, and he will defeat nations. He'll make his sword like dust. Kakash nidaf, like floating hay, kashto, is his bow. Famous story, we learned this in Masechet Tanit, about this miraculous dust that Avram Avinu used to throw, and it turned into swords. Nachumish Gamzu, Avaragel, Davachol, Davasalik, Leamar Gamzu, Letova. Nachumish Gamzu was one of the teachers of Rabbi Akiva. His habit was whatever would happen to him, he would say, all right, this is also for the best. Not just good, it's for the best. Yom Achad, one day, Bo Yisrael is Dure Doron Lekesa. The Jews wanted to send a present to the Roman Caesar. Amri, they said, Bahadi Ma Nishder, who should we send it with? So they said, Nishadu Bahadi Nachumish Gamzu, we should send it with Nachumish Gamzu, the Meluma Benissimu, because he's someone who always has miracles. So Kimat Lahudi Yura. So when he got to a certain spot where he needed to rest, an inn of some sort, a motel, Boy Lemivas, he wanted to sleep. Samuelitz said to him, Ma'ika Badach, what do you have in that box with you? Amalusi, he told them, innocently, Kamavilna Krugala Kesar, I'm bringing a big head tax, a poll tax, to the Caesar. So Kamavilila, so that night the hosts woke up at night, Shavinu Lesifte, and they undid all of his chests. Shaklu called Avagabe, they took all of the treasure that he had brought along with him to give to the Caesar. Umalinu Afra, and they filled up the boxes with dust. When he gets to Rome, Ishtakach Afra, they open up the boxes of the gifts that the Jews are bringing to the Roman Caesar. And what do they find in there? Dust. Amar. So the Roman Caesar said what? Are the Jews cynically laughing at me? They're making fun of me? This is the gift? Dust? Safkula Miktale. They took him out to kill him. Amar, so what was his reaction? Gamzula Tova. This is also for the best. Asaliyo. So because he had such a wonderful disposition and such faith and such optimism, God sent the prophet Eliyahu Anavi down to earth. Eliyahu came, v'idmiluhu, he appeared to them, to the Romans, k'chad minayu, like one of them. Suddenly there was a new Roman minister. Amaluhu, this Roman minister said to them, Dilma hai Afra me Afra da Avram Avinu. Maybe this is the dust of Avram Avinu, of the Jewish ancestor. Davashadi Afra, when he would throw the dust, Havu Charbi would become swords. Gili, when he would throw hay, Havu Giri, they would become arrows. So Baduk, they gave it a test. They went out to some nation they were trying to defeat. They threw this dust, it turned into swords. They threw the hay that was in the boxes, it turned into arrows. Ishkachu. And they found it out. They found that it worked out that way. There was this district that they weren't able to conquer. They threw some of this dust on it, and they conquered it. So then, they brought Nachamish Gamzu into the treasury. They said, take whatever you like. So he filled up his boxes and containers with gold. When he was on his way back to the land of Israel, Asa, he came to the same inn. Amrule Hanach Diuri, so the people of this inn said to him, "My Amtis Lebe Malka, what'd you bring to the king's house?" Amrulehu, he said, "My Deshakli Miachi, I'm Toy Lasam. What I took from here is what I brought over there." Shakli Inu. So they dug up their backyard. They said, "We've got miracle backyard." They dug up all their dust and they put their dust into boxes. Amtu Lahasam, they brought it to the king's house. It was tried, it didn't work. So the king killed all these residents who had stolen from Nachum Ishgamzu. What's that?
They got what they deserved.
Gamzu Litzovo. We got to be optimists. It's all for the best. Not just good, it's for the best. All right, next part. The Mishnah taught that Dor HaPalaga, the generation of the dispersion. As we know, at the end of Parshas Noach, the Torah says, and all the people were of one language, were of one mind. And they said, okay, let's build a city with a tower reaching into the heavens. Then na'aseh lanu shem. We're going to make for ourselves a great name. So Hashem says, I'm going to go down, I'm going to mix up their languages. So Dor HaFalaga, this generation of the dispersion, ein lem chelek l'olam haba. They don't have a portion to the world to come. My Ovid, what did they do exactly? What was their crime? They answered in the yeshiva of Reb Shila. They said, Nivne Migdal, let's build a big tower. They wanted to then climb up the tower up into the heavens. And they wanted to start hitting God with hammers. To make him send down the water. They wanted to hit God with axes, I mean, to make the water come down. So in Eretz Yisrael, they used to laugh at this interpretation. They said, "Him can live nu achad bitura." We know that they build this tower in Bavel, which is a very low area. We learned earlier in Masechta Sanhedrin that another name for Bavel is Shinar. Why is it called Shinar? So the Gemara said, Shanin Arusha Meite Mabul, that all those who died in the flood were drained to there. A drain is at the bottom. It's a low area. So this was a low area. Why are they building a tower in a low area? If their point is to get up to heaven, they should build it on the top of some mountain. So therefore, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Elazar, Nechleku L'Shalosh Kitos. So really three different groups within this tower building campaign. One said, we want to go up to the tower and we want to live there. We want to live up in the heavens. So apparently instead of the mitzvah of spreading out and settling the world, God told Noach and his descendants, Pru Revu, you know, be fruitful, be multiplied, Redu Varetz V'Kivshu, I'll conquer the world. They wanted to just stay in one place, all up on the top of this tower. Achas Omeres, another group said, we'll go to the top of a tower. We'll have people standing there. It'll be a very, you know, glorious spot for Avodah Zarah. We're going to worship idols up there. It's It's going to be a way for us to glorify our own abilities, our own senses of what we think religion should be. And the third Omeres, Na'alev and Aseh Milchama, we're going to go up and make a war there. We're going to fight with Hashem. So Zusha Omeres Na'alev and Eshiv Sham, the group that wanted to go up and settle there, Hefitzam Hashem, Hashem scattered them. Zusha Omeres Na'alev and Aseh Milchama, let's go up and we'll make a war there. Nasu Kofim, they were turned into chimpanzees. Veruchos and demons, spirits, Veshidim and male demons, Velilin and female demons. Zusho Meres Na'alev and Avodah Vodas Kochavim, and the third group that said, let's go worship idols. Kisham Balel Hashem Sfas Kala Aretz. Their God confused all their languages. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky points out that this Gemara, very interesting Gemara, it's the opposite of what Darwin said. Darwin said that humans came from the chimpanzees. This Gemara is saying that the chimpanzees came from humans. They came from Dor HaFalaga, Dor HaPalaga, the generation of the dispersion. They wanted to go up onto this tower and make war against Hashem, apparently. So Hashem turned them into chimpanzees. So that's why chimpanzees are so smart, because they come from humans originally. Very interesting.
So which one is correct, Rabbi?
What do you think?
Sorry,
I didn't mean to say.
We agree.
What is to us?
Tanya, we learned it in Braisa. Rabbi Nassan says, Kulam l'shem avodas kochavim niskavim. Really, according to Rabbi Nassan, they were all trying to worship idols. Ksivachat says here, Naseh lanu shem, let's make for ourselves a reputation, a great name. Ksivachat says over there, v'shem Elohim achirim l'taskiru, in the name of other gods, don't even mention. There, the shame, the name is about idol worship. So here too, it's idol worship. Rabbi Yochanan said about this tower, Migdal Shlish Disraf, a third of it was burned. Shlish Nivla, a third of it was swallowed by the earth, because a third of it was just the foundation. And Shlish Kayam, and a third of it is still there. Some say that's the Zugarats that are in Iraq. That's Migdal Bavel. That's what some say. Amr Rav. So Rav said, if you go to Iraq, Gemara was written in Iraq, Talmud Bavli. You go around there to the place of Migdal Bavel, you're going to start forgetting your Torah. Avir Migdal Mishakeach, just the air on top of this Migdal causes you to forget your learning. Amr Rav Yosef said that these two places in Iraq, Bavel and Bursif, Simon Rala Torah, these are bad places for Torah. You know, let's say you had them in a dream or you were there, they're going to cause you to forget your learning. My Bursif, what's the nature of this name? Bursif, I'm Rav Asi Bor Shafi. That's the place called Bor Shafi. All right, going further in the Mishnah. And Shezdom, the people of Sdom, in Lem Chilkul Mabah, they don't have a portion of the world to come. This week's Parsha. The people of Sdom don't have a portion of the world to come. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, and the people of Sdom, Ra'im, they were very bad, v'chata'im, and they were sinful, Hashem owed to God a great deal. Ra'im, they were bad, b'olam hazeh, this world, v'chata'im, b'olam haba, they were sinful in the world to come. Amar Rav Yehuda said, Ra'im begufan, Ra'im, they were bad, means with their bodies, v'chata'im, and they were sinful, b'monam, with their money. Ra'im begufan, they were bad with their bodies. Ksiv, as the pasuk says, I don't know that ra means with bad with the body, that Yosef says, how could I do this terrible evil? I will sin against God. Chataim b'monam, chataim means that they sin with their money. Ksiv, as it says, v'yabocha chet, and there will be in you a sin. Lashem, to God, because Hashem used to curse the name of God. Ma'od, a great deal. They had intention in sinning. They very much wanted to sin in order to do terrible things.
Were they Jews?
No.
So why would they get Olam Haba?
Non-Jews also get Olam Haba. Just Bilam doesn't get it, as we saw earlier. If someone's a good guy, yeah, he'll get Olam Haba. The Masdi Satan of the Brisa was taught Ra'im b'monam, bad with their money, v'chata'im b'gufan, sinning with their bodies. Ra'im b'monam, bad with their money, as it says, v'ra'i nechabachicha evyon, and your eye will be negative towards your brother, and you won't give him charity. V'chata'im b'gufan, sinning with the bodies, as it says, v'chata'si le'lokim, and I will sin against God. La'Hashem, according to this Brisa, also means birkas Hashem, cursing God's name, but mo'od means v'shvichastam, a lot, that they would be murderers. Shenamar, as the verse says, Gam dam naki shafach nasheh Harbe Ma'od. Menashe also spilled a lot of blood. So you see, Ma'od, a lot, is connected to the spilling of blood. Tanar Abadim lived in a Braisa. Anshe Sdom, the people of Sdom, Lo Nisga'u, the reason why they got into all this trouble, like the generation before the flood, Ela Bishvil Tova Shishpil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because God gave them such an easy life, gave them so much wealth. Umak Sivbem, so what does it say about the people of Sdom? It says in Eov, Eretz Mimena Yatza Lechem, a land that out of it came so much bread, underneath it, it turned like fire. Makom sapir avaneha. It's a place of the stones are sapphire, va'afros zahav, and its dust is gold. Lo nesiv, there is a path where lo yadu ayit, the birds don't know. V'lo shezavto ayin, and the eye of the vulture hasn't seen. V'lo shezavto ein aya. Lo hidrichu b'nei shachatz, the young lions have not stepped on it. And lo ada alav shachal, and the fierce lion hasn't walked by it. So what does this pasuk mean? Amru, the people of Sdom said, since it's a land that produces so much bread, and it has dust of gold, what do we need guests for? Guests come to take us away from our money. So let's get rid of any guests coming by. Shenemar, that's what the verse says. Paratz nachal me'im gar. There, a flood broke out from the inhabitants. Hanishkachim ini regel, because they forgot feet. Me'enosh na'u, they went away from the way of dalu. Me'enosh na'u, they have gone away from the way of men. Darash Rav Rav explained. Might explain what's the meaning of the pasuk. Ad ana tahosasu al ish, tiratzchu kulchem kikir natui, gader hatchuya. Malami, this means, shall you know some name of Bali Mamon? They used to have desires to steal the money of wealthy people. They would put these people next to a wall that's leaning over, that's going to collapse. Vedochan also all of them. They would push the wall on this Nebuch, this victim. Then they would come and take his money. What's the meaning of the verse? Chatar b'choshech batim yomam chasmu lamo lo yadu or. This teaches, shall you know, so my name is Bali Mama. They used to see people who were wealthy, so they wanted to steal from them. So what would they do? They would give these people the afarsimon oil to watch for them. So rascal, this stomite, would go to a guy and say, here, can you do me a favor? Go to a rich man. Can you watch this afarsimon for me? Now, afarsimon has a very strong smell. So where does the nice rich man do with the afarsimon? He puts it in the storehouse to store it for the fellow. So that evening, La'erev, in the evening, boy Marich Nosam Kakelev, they come around and they start smelling like a dog. Shenamar Yashuvu La'erev Yemu Chakelev, they'll come back in the evening and they will stir like a dog. V'yisov V'ir, they'll go around the city. Uboy V'chotum Sham, then they'll come and they'll dig in, because they'll follow the smell till they get to it. They'll dig in with their tunnels. V'not L'nosam Amon, then they're going to steal that guy's money. The verse says, Arum Halchumi B'ilavush, V'ink Sus Bakra. Chamor yesomim yinhagu yechbalu shor almana v'los yasigu eder gazlu vayareyu v'hu likvaros yuval v'algadish yishkod. So Darash Rabbi Yossi taught this Bitzipori and Tzipori, that this is what these people used to do. They used to give this oil. That way they would smell where the guy is storing his wealth, and they would come in, leave him with nothing. They would take away his clothing, take away his garments.
Rabbi, were they quoting like other sort, you know, like Pasukim in Tehillim?
Eov.
Is that Is the author referring to...
That's what they're suggesting,
that's
right.
That's what they're suggesting.
That's right. So Rabbi Yossi taught this in Sipori, and after in Ahile Laila, that night, 300 Tlas Mea Machtarte Bet Sipori. So that night, 300 people did this shtick. They gave the nice smelling oil to rich people, and they dug tunnels to then steal the wealth of the rich people. So Asif had come in Sarile, so the rich people came the next day, they were upset at Rabbi Yossi. They said, Yahavis Urche Laganvi, you gave the approach to the thieves, you taught them how to do it. So he said to them, Miyavi Adana da Asu Ganvi, would I even have known that thieves would come? Anyway, Kikanach Nafshi de Rabbi Yossi, when the soul of Rabbi Yossi left, when he died, Shafi Marzav de Tzipori Dama, the gutters of Tzipori were running with blood in the sign of mourning for the loss of Rav Yossi. All right, some more of the crimes of the people of Sodom. All of justice there was perverted. Amalei used to say like this, Islei Chad Torah, if you own a single ox, Mari Chad Yama, you need to be the shepherd of all the oxen of the city for one day. The Leslei, if you don't even have an ox, so now Liri Trey Yama, so now be the shepherd for 2 days. So Ahu Yasma, there was this orphan, Bar Armalta, the son of a widow. Havelei Turei Lemire. So they gave him oxen to tend to. He had no oxen. So Azal Shaklinu, so he went, he took all the oxen, the Katlinu, he killed them all. Amaluhu, so he told the people when they came back to get their oxen, and now they were all dead, he said, listen, Isli Torah, if you have one ox, Nishkol Chad, Mishra, you're now entitled to one skin. To Lesle Torah, if you didn't have an ox, like me, who's being made because I don't have to work double as much, Nishkol Trei Mishra, I'm entitled to 2 skins. Amalei my head, so what's going on? People who had the oxen, they're entitled to the skins of the oxen. Amalei said, no, Softina Kitchilastina. The final judgment should be like the beginning of the judgment. Matchilastina, just like the beginning of your judgment, was the Islay Torah Mari Chadyam, a person who has a single ox. He only has to help out the town for one day. The Leslie, if he doesn't have any oxen, Torah, he doesn't have oxen. Mari Treyam, he needs to lead the oxen for 2 days. So to the end of the judgment too. The Islay Chad Torah Lishkol Chad. One who owns a single ox is entitled to 1. The last lay Torah, someone who's not owning any oxen, Lishkol Trei, is entitled to 2. Another crazy rule they had in Sodom. Da'avan b'mavra, if you crossed a river and the ferry, Nesiv Chadzuza, you had to pay 1 coin. The lo avan b'mavra, if you refused to use the ferry and you walked, then Nesiv Trei, you have to give 2 coins. Da'avalei Dara Delivna, if a person had a row of bricks that he had arranged, so everyone would come and just steal 1 brick. So then it would be impossible to pursue his claims because it would be such a small amount. It wouldn't be worth it to fight about it. Asi kol chad v'chad. Each person would come and shakol chad to take 1 of the bricks. Amalei. And then he would say, Anoch chad d'shakli. I only took 1.
Sounds like de Blasio. If you don't take the subway, you got to pay extra taxes to pay for the subway.
Wow, that would be true. I didn't know he was doing that, but yeah, that would be true.
What the Hema Bernie's, they got together, came up with it.
Yeah. To have a shade to me of shamchi, if a person would spread out garlic or onions to dry them, everybody would come and say, take 1. Amarlene would say, I only took one thing. I didn't take an amount, so it's really not worth pursuing me. All right, the judges of Sodom were all wicked and dishonest. Arba Dayani Avu B'Sodom, there were 4 judges in Sodom. Their names were Shakrai, the liar, Shkurai, Shkarurai, Zaifi, the forger, Umazladina, the one who prevents justice. All right, another terrible rule they had in Sodom. They used to say like this, D'machile le'itza d'chavre, if a man hits his friend's pregnant wife, Umaflalane causes her to lose her baby. Amalei, they would say, okay, to the friend, so now justice. Yavaniele, give your wife over to this man that he should have intercourse with her. Deniabra, so he can make her pregnant again. Make her pregnant for you. The Pasuk Le'udin Dechavri Dechavri, if a guy cut off the ear of his friend's donkey, Amrulei, these horrible judges would say, okay, now Havalei Niele, give the donkey to the aggressor. Adekadcha, until the ear grows back. Depadalei Lechavre, if a man would wound his friend, Amrulei, they would say to the victim, Havli Agra, you have to pay to the aggressor, to Shakalach Dama, because he's your doctor who took out some of your blood. They used to have bloodletting. He took out blood for you, so now pay him. And again, Davar B'Mavra, if a person would cross the river on a boat, on the ferry, Yoav Arba Zuzi, these are referring to guests, the Rashash, they'd have to pay 4 zuz. And Davar B'Maya, a guy who says, I don't have the 4 zuz, I'll just walk, Yoav Tam the Zuzi, that make him pay 8 zuz. Zimna Chada, one time, Asahu Koves, there was this guy who did the laundry. Yekla Hasim, he got to there. Amalu, they said to him, okay, half dalad zuzi, give the 4 zuz. Amalu, he said, you know what, I didn't even cross on the ferry, I just walked through the river. Amalu, they said, okay, imkin have tabnaya. Then give 8 zuz. To Avid Bamaya, because you walked through the river. So lo yaiv, he refused to give it. So padua, they started to beat him up. Asala kamid dayana, so he went to the judges. Amrulay, they said, okay, so now you have to pay a second thing. Havli agra to shakulach dama. Give money to the guy who beat you up because he took some of your blood out. Plus, for timnaya zuza. Plus, give the 8 zuz to Yavar to Bamaya for having walked through the water. Eliezer Eved Avram, Eliezer the slave of Avram, Isser Mihasa. He got to Sodom. So Padu, they assaulted him with this shtick. Now they wanted him to pay them. So Asalakami Dayana, he went in front of the judges. Amrule, the judges said to Eliezer, Havli Agra, now pay this assaulter to Shakalach Dama, because he got some blood out of you. He did you a favor. He was bloodletter. He's your doctor. So Shakal Glala, so Eliezer took a stone, and Padu, Iulu Dayana, and he smashed the judge in the head. He made him start to bleed. My high, so the judge said, what's this? Amrule said, listen, I'll make a deal. The money I'm supposed to be getting from you, because I bled out your blood, go give it to this guy. I'll leave my money where it was. All right. That was another terrible injustice in stone. They used to have a bed, a torturer's bed. To have a mignale orchid. They used to put the guests to sleep on this bed. Kimarich, if a guy was very tall, Gaizile, they used to cut off his legs, they should fit into the bed. Kigutz, if he was short, Matrimle, they would stretch him out to fit into the bed. Very nice hospitality, exactly. Eliezer, Eved Avram, Ikla Lahasam. Eliezer, the slave of Avram, came there. Amrule, they said to him, Nu, kum, get up, Gani Apurai, lay down on this bed. Amrule, he said, I'm sorry. Nadra, Nadri, Minyama, Demisas, Ima. I made a vow from the day of my mother's death. Loganina, Apurai. I don't sleep in beds, I sleep on the floor. Gyav Misramile, Anya. When a poor person would come, so Yavale Kolchad Vachadinra. Everybody would give him a coin. They'd give out lots of coins. But then they had a monopoly that no one was allowed to sell bread to him. So the guy had coins, but it was useless because the people of Stone wouldn't sell him bread. So everybody was starving, the poor people. Uksiv Shmeale, so they used to write their names on the coins. Verifta lo avu mamtale, they would never bring him any bread. So kiava mayas, when the poor person would die of starvation. Asa kolchad v'chad shakil didei. Each person would come and take back his coin. They made another terrible rule. Hachi asni beinayu, they made an agreement amongst themselves. Kol man demazmin gavilu behilula. Anyone who has the chutzpah to invite a guest to a wedding, then they would do the following. Lishlach glima. They would strip him of his clothing. If someone invited a guest, so terrible, they would strip him of all of his clothing. This is all the terrible behavior of the people of Stone. So, havi hahi lula. There was a wedding. Ikla Eliezer lahasam. Eliezer, the servant of Avram, came at the wedding. V'lo yahavu leinam. No one would give him any bread. Because again, these are the people of Stone. Kiboy lemisit, when he sat down to eat, Aser Eliezer v'yasav l'seifa d'kulu. Eliezer sat at the end of the table. Amrulay, so the guy next to Eliezer said, Man azman achlahacha, who invited you here? You know, because whoever invited you here, I'm going to strip him of his clothing. So Amrulay, lahudi yasav atazmintan. So he said very loudly, you invited me. You invited me. That way you're going to lose your clothing. So Amar say the guy got scared. Because in all these, you know, repressive societies, people are all scared of each other. He said, Dilma Shama B. They're going to hear about me. They're going to say, I invited him. They're going to take off my clothing. So, Shako Glime, Yahudi Yasef Gabe, Virat Labar. So the guy who was sitting next to him grabbed his clothing and he ran out. So now the next guy said, Eliezer, who invited you? He said, you did. So that guy ran out. And then the next guy ran out. That's what he did to all the people. They were all gone. Then Eliezer could eat the meal. Eliezer had a good time. He ate the meal. All right, this is a very sad story. Rashi quotes it on the Pasuk in this week's Parsha when God tells Avram, is it like her scream? What do you mean her scream? Like the screams, their screams. So it's the following story. Hahirabisa, there was a young girl, according to Rashi, was the daughter of Lot. Tahava kamafka rifka la'anya b'chatzpa. She was very bothered by the horrible rules in Stone that prohibited people from giving bread to the poor. So she used to smuggle bread to the poor in her bucket from the well. As she would draw the bucket up, instead of it having water in it, there'd be bread, and the poor would get some of this bread. Igloya Milsa, the people of Stone found out about her crime of doing charity. Shafua Duvsha, they smeared her with honey. V'ukmua al-igar shura, and they stood her by the wall. And Asa Ziburi, all the bees came for Achlua, and they consumed her, they bit her to death. That's what the verse says. Vayom Hashem, Hashem says, Zakat Stom v'Amorah ki Rabbah. The cry of Stom and Amorah, that it is very great. Amorvina Marav, Al Iske Riba, it all happened because of this young girl. That's why Hashem was so upset. All right, the Mishnah taught that the spies don't have a portion of the world to come. The spies do not have a portion of the world to come. Shneimer, the verse says, and the people who said bad about the land, they died in a plague. Vayamusu means ba'olam hazeh, in this world, then the repetition, ba'magefa, in a plague, is la'olam haba, for the world to come. Adat Korach, Korach's group that rebelled against Moshe, they don't have a portion to the world to come. Shneimer, the verse says, and the earth covered over them. That's Ba'olam Hazeh. That's in this world. And they were lost from the community, La'olam Haba, in the world to come. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Aleihem Omer HaKasav, about them the verse says, Hashem Mei Misu Mechaye. About them the verse says, God brings to death, but He will bring back to life. Morid Sha'ol, He brought down to Gehenim, V'ya'al, and He will lift up from the grave. Tanar Abanam, Lidin Abrais, Adas Korach, Korach's group, they don't have a portion of the world to come. Shneimer, the verse says, and the earth covered over them, in this world. And they were lost from the community, for the world to come. That's the view of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, no, they will be brought back. They are like a lost thing that is sought out. Shneimer, the verse says, I was lost. I was wandering about lost like a lost sheep. Bakesh avdecha, seek out your servant. Ki mitzvosecha lo shachachti, for I have not forgotten your mitzvos. Vayikach Korach. Parshas Korach begins with, and Korach took, but it doesn't say what he took. Amar Ish Lakish, Ish Lakish explained. What it means is, shalakach mekach ra la'atzmo. He took a bad deal for himself. A bad bargain. He made a big mistake. Korach, Shanas. Why was he called Korach? Shanasa Korach Abi Yisrael. He caused a bald spot to open up in Israel because a bunch of Jews died because of him. Ben Yitzhar, the son of Yitzhar. Ben Shirtiach Alavis Kola Olam Katzaharayim, a son who caused the whole world to be boiling hot against him like a hot afternoon. Ben Kahas. Why was he called Kahas? Ben Shehikesh Shine Molidav. He caused the teeth of those who gave birth to him to be blunted, to be knocked out because of his horrible things. Ben Levi, the son of Levi, Ben Shenase, Levaya B'Gehenim, a son who came to become an escort into Gehenim. Velech Shavnami Ben Yaakov, Why isn't it also that he's the son of Yaakov ben Sha'akav Atzmal Gehenna, a son who corrupted himself to get into Gehenna? Amrav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak, Yaakov Bikesh Rachmim al Atzmal. Yaakov davened and asked for mercy that Hashem not do that to him. Shenamar, that's what Yaakov says about Levi and Shimon, is so dumb in their secret, Al Tavo Nafshi, let my spirit not come. And in their gathering, Al Techad Kivodi, my soul should not be with them. Bisodam Al Tavo Nafshi Elu Miraglim, I don't want to be part of the spies. Bikalam Al and their conspiracy. Bikalam Al Techad Kivodi, and in their group, my spirit, my soul shouldn't come. Ze Adas Korach, that's the group of Korach. Who were his people, co-conspirators? Dasan, Avirim, and Own Ben Peles. Dasan, why is he called Dasan? Sha'avar al-Das, Kale. He violates the religion of God. Avirim, why is he called Avirim? She'iber atzmo me'asot tshuva. He steeled himself. He made himself strong and courageous against doing tshuva. Own, why is he called Own? She'yashav ba'aninus. He sat in mourning. In other words, he did tshuva. Peles, shenasu lo plos. He had wonders done for him that he got out of Korach's group. Ben Reuven, the son of Reuven. Ben Sherah, son who saw vehevin and understood. Amarav, Rav explained. On ben Peles, on the son of Peles, ishto hitzilato, his wife saved him. Amarle, she said to him, my nafkalach minach, what do you gain in this fight? Imar Rabba, if Moshe is the leader on Talmida, you're just going to be a student. Imar Rabba, and even if Korach wins his fight on Talmida, so you'll be Korach's student. So Amar Leh, so Ohn Ben Pela said, Mamai Evid, what could I do? Havoi Be'etz, I was part of the group that had decided on this revolt. Vishtaboy Li Badayu, I swore to be part of the group. Amar Leh, so she said, Yadana de Kula Knishta Kadishta Ninhu. You know what? Even Noah, even Korach's group, they're very holy people, very righteous. The Chsiv is Noach himself says, Kikola Eda Kulam Kedoshin. I'm sorry, Korach himself says, the entire group, they're all holy ones. So Amarle, so she said, Tov, you can therefore sit, and I'll use religion to save you. Dana Matsilnalach, and I'll save you. Ashkite Chamra. So she got him drunk. Va'arvite va'agninte, and she laid him down in the tent. Gavoy, and osva al baba. Then she sat on the outside of the tent. Ustarte lamazia, and she uncovered her hair. She undid the braids. She uncovered her hair. Called us, anyone who saw chazia, so saw her. All the groups that came to call on to join in the conspiracy. So hadar. So then they turned back. Adachi v'achi says this all went on and On was sleeping. Ivlo luhu, the people of Korach got swallowed. Rabbi Hananya.